This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Expect a lot of traffic through Colorado's mountains this weekend. CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports.
President's Day weekend is typically one of the busiest on Interstate 70. The pandemic may push that down a little bit compared to a typical year, but the state's Department of Transportation says with snow expected, it is still vital for motorists to be prepared and to be careful. Make sure you have tires that can handle snow and ice. Don't tailgate. Avoid peak travel times. And take it slow. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
The state says it's now vaccinated more than 77% of people who are 70 and older. The goal is for every senior who wants a COVID-19 vaccine to get one by the end of the month. Earlier this week, people ages 65 to 69 also became eligible for the vaccine, and as of yesterday, 22% of them had received their first dose. Over the next 3 weeks, Colorado will receive 9,000 additional doses, which will speed up the current vaccination phase. A safety closure is planned for the highway that crosses the Grand Mesa on the western slope. State Highway 65 will close at 7 tonight, and that closure is expected to last until Sunday morning. Eastbound and westbound directions will be closed between gates located at mile points 28 and 35. And the Denver Nuggets overcame a 19-point deficit at home last night in a dramatic comeback win against Oklahoma City, 97-95. The Lakers are in town tomorrow. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.